Okay. All right. We're good. We're good. You're good.
Check, check, check.
Okay. All right. So we welcome into the studios of The Bridge, the man, the myth, the legend himself, and a recent inductee into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame, our favorite uncle, Uncle Miles Crosby.
My brother, my brother. How you doing this morning, Richard Todd?
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's been too long.
First of all, congratulations on getting into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame. Tell me about that.
That was a huge honor. You know, when I got the call that I had been nominated and they were going to induct me into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame, and you look at who all has been inducted.
Who all has been? Off the top of your head.
Yeah, off the top of my head, you've got James Jamerson, which was, he was in part of the crew that did all of the, he was the studio musician that did all of the Motown stuff that we grew up on, man. Just unbelievable bass player. T.J. Phillips is in there, and just lots of different bands, and Woody, my buddy Woody Bartlett, our friend from the 96 Wave days. Woody's in there. I'm actually the one that did the introduction for Woody.
And then who inducted you?
It was actually a friend of mine, John Anthony, who I worked with at the latter part of 96 Wave and part of Coast.
Oh, yeah, I remember John, yeah.
Well, and John was nice enough. He actually drove 10 hours to come up and spend the weekend and to see the induction. And Woody originally was going to do the induction for me. And his significant other, Donna, she had knee surgery like the day before, so she wasn't able to be there. He wasn't able to come in because of it. So John was nice enough to do the induction. He did a fantastic job. Also, our good friend, the Wizard of Weather, Rob Fowler, was there, and Rob had some very nice things to say. Rob and I had worked together at Channel 2 while I was also working at 96 Wave.
How long did you do that at Channel 2?
From 1990 to 2002. So I was there 12 years.
Wow.
And I finally hit a point where I was doing, people don't realize it, I was doing a lot of times I was doing the morning weather, all right, and then I'd get off, you know, out of there about 9. I'd actually get there at, I would get up about 2:30, you know, shave, shower, and be at the TV station by 4 o'clock. All right, I would go live on the air at 5:30 and do live shows, you know, till 7. Then the Today Show would come in. Then I would do the cut-ins live at like 26 after the hour and 56 after the hour. We would do that, you know, live cut-ins and everything till 9 o'clock. Then I would tape two cut-ins that would run between 9 and 10. I'd run, go get a quick bite of breakfast, run over to Wave, do a live midday show from 10 till 3. And, Richard, you might remember this. I was also doing voice work for 18 different radio stations and TV stations across the country.
Well, I can tell you have the voice doing that. And then, of course, this was all while you were living in Walterboro.
Driving back and forth. I still do. I mean, talk about a glutton for punishment. My office is on Broad Street here in Charleston. But I still live out on the farm. So I drive in and out.
And have you become the mayor of Walterboro yet by default, if nothing else?
You know, I was actually on the school board in Colleton County for 10 years, but never ran for mayor because I don't actually live inside the city limits. I live out in the country. But maybe the unofficial mayor. How about that?
The front porch of the Lowcountry, Walterboro. Uncle Miles Crosby joining us. And, well, what was your reaction? I mean, just your reaction to getting inducted into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame.
Very humbled, honored. I said that on stage. It was, you know, it's a funny thing. You know, you and I have been on stage many times. I was nervous. You know, I'll be honest. I was nervous because it was one of those things where there's so many things you wanted to say.
It was about you as opposed to you being up there making announcements about something else. It was about you.
And so you're kind of, you know, what do you say? Well, to be honest, what I ended up doing was talking about all of the stuff that we had done. You know, different things, you know, the people I'd worked with and you know, how lucky I was to be at Wave for 16 years and, of course, you know, my work with Wave is one of the main reasons that I got inducted. You know, the whole Lowcountry music, you know, the fact that we were doing, you know, local bands and playing them on a national reporting radio station, which wasn't done back then. It certainly isn't done now, but even then it wasn't done. It was very unusual.
As you can imagine, since I started back on the Morning Buzz here on The Bridge, so many people have talked about, you know, Adam Taylor and The Critic, of course, being here in the afternoons, and then Uncle Miles and Michael Blaze and all these names from the past. And
Holly Anderson.
And Holly Anderson. And the fact that the 90s in Charleston was the greatest decade for this town.
Yeah.
And that station represented something that mattered to so many people. And I often think that a lot of people who grew up listening to that station are now listening to The Bridge because
agree.
Here we are doing this. But I mean,
I'm one of them, to be honest.
You got to drive from Walterboro, so I imagine so.
Hey, listen, you know. So by the way, you know, you were congratulating me. Let me throw it right back at you. Congratulations on doing mornings here at The Bridge. It's a perfect fit. I mean, when you listen to the bridge, it's like, oh, man, that's a great place for Richard to be. You know, you got Critic in the afternoons. And it's just, it's great to have you back on the radio.
Well, it definitely, there's something strangely familiar yet totally foreign about the entire thing. And I'm sitting here listening to myself thinking, man, I wish I had the voice that Uncle Miles Crosby has. You know, just when you try to relate to people what that station meant and the music and stuff versus what you hear nowadays when it comes to radio in general. I mean, I know you get a lot of people asking you about the old days with the Wave. Yeah, but
it's so many, all these years later, everybody still says, man, you guys at Wave are unbelievable. You know, one of the things I remind people, like, sometimes they forget, you know, if you're going to a restaurant on a Sunday and you have a glass of wine or a beer or maybe a cocktail, right? You know, that was because of all of us working at that particular time at Wave, signing, you know, once again, getting it on the ballot, you know, and, you know, you, of course, and Adam Taylor and the Critic and myself and Michael Blaze and basically going out, doing remotes, doing the Rock the Vote, where we actually had a petition. And we had people. So I forget, how many signatures
we got 5,160 people who signed it. We got over 3,000 people registered to vote, and it passed with 69% of the vote. And the 25th anniversary of that moment is coming up on Election Day.
So once again, you know, 25 years—that's hard to believe. But once again, if you enjoy a cocktail on a Sunday,
you're welcome.
You know, one of the funniest things too about that, Charleston County was the first to do it. You know, once again, we were able to do it. Then all of a sudden you had Myrtle Beach going, well, wait a second, if Charleston was able to do it, maybe we can. Then you had Columbia and you had Greenville, and now I'd say probably 2/3 of the state. You know, some places still don't have it.
But again, shows you how we were trendsetters and tastemakers at the Wave. And
this
so
is true.
Uncle Miles is joining us, and the 25th anniversary also this year of the legendary Wave Fest that happened at Brittle Bank Park with 70,000 people. People have a hard time believing that there were 70,000 people at Brittle Bank Park. We've got the photos to actually prove it, because that was right after Hootie and the Blowfish and Cracked Rear View was released, and the whole thing blew up, and then you had Driving and Crying and Cracker and Big Ed Todd and the Monsters and the Meat Puppets.
I mean, Wesley Willis.
That was honestly, when you look at that objectively, that is the musical highlight in the history of the city of Charleston.
Completely. Absolutely completely. And I look back at those times, and you know, originally it was called a Free Fall Jam.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then it became 96 Wave Fest, and really, whenever it became Wave Fest was that day at Brittle Bank Park. You know, we had several other ones. We had a couple out at the landfill that were phenomenal as well, but the one that really made it the true Wave Fest that everybody remembers was the one and only time we were able to do that kind of concert at Brittle Bank, because it was so crowded and so big, the city said, you can't have that many people in Brittle Bank ever again, so they said, you're going to have to cut it down to 25,000. And Woody at the time said, well, let's move to a different location. And that's why we ended up out at the landfill.
Well, you remember after that legendary show, the next morning, we're like, we just pulled off an unbelievable concert. And all they were talking about was the slam dancing going on in the pit in front of the stage. Like, come on. Really? Come on.
You know what sits in my man cave? I've got a man cave. You remember the 96 Wave photo, the aerial photo?
Yes.
I've got that.
You're the one who has that.
I'm the one that's got that.
That photo is legendary.
No, I've got it. And I've got it. It shows from the air all the boats that are along the river. All right. You've got all these people walking from the Ashley River bridges coming in. And you've got this huge crowd that you see from the air. And estimated at least 70,000, if not more people.
Yeah, that'll never happen again in Charleston history. And it truly was the highlight, musical highlight in the history of this city. And nowadays, all right, so I get this question all the time now that I'm back on the air. People always ask me, what are you up to? Like, what's Adam up to? What's Holly up to? What's Michael Blaze up to? What is Uncle Miles up to nowadays?
Well, you know, I still do a little bit of entertainment. There's in Walterboro, PRTC, which stands for Pomona Rural Telephone Cooperative, but they do more than just telephones. They also have their own, like, cable system. And they've got their own local TV thing that runs through their cable system. So I still go out and I film TV stuff that I do for them. I was actually just out at the Donnelly, which is in the Ace Basin. And I was interviewing the head biologist for the DNR for alligators. And we were talking about how the alligators, and this is actually at the Donnelly.
So you are still the wild sportsman that you were, too.
I'm still that guy. You know, so we've got video of alligators behind me while I'm talking to the biologist. And we're talking about how they went from, in my lifetime, from being on the endangered species list to now there's a huntable population. And so half the show is me talking to her about, you know, how we've come to this point, you know, through wildlife management. And then the other half was I talked to the DNR guys themselves, the wildlife officers, and, you know, the different things you can do if you want to apply for the lottery to be able to get a tag to go out and hunt alligators. So it was kind of neat. So I get a chance to do that, still do that. And
that sounds so Uncle Miles
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, I also had a show that ran on the Outdoor Channel for about a year and a half back in the day, too. But anyway, getting on back to my main job. My main job, I was telling you, I was on Broad Street, is I've been with Carolina One Real Estate for since 2007.
Is everybody selling real estate in Charleston nowadays?
Well, here's the best part. My timing was everything. You know what happened right after 2007?
The recession.
The recession.
almost drove me to thinking about getting back into radio, but you're smarter than that.
Well, you know, I still do some radio work. And, you know, one thing about radio is... when it gets in your blood, like it has for you and I.
Amen.
I mean, I started in late 76, early 77. Let's just say 77.
Wow.
So it's been over 40 plus
years. Wow, really?
Yeah, I started when I was 16. I was 16 years old when I first went into a radio station, and that was at WALD in Walterboro. A year later, I met Steve Russell and Booby Nash, if you're old enough to remember Booby Nash. But Booby and Steve came out and did on the weekends, I was doing radio at ALD during Monday through Friday. But on weekends, I would spin disco music at the disco barn. And Steve and Booby came out as a live appearance like they would do. And Booby Nash was over at TMA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Steve was at one of the stations I loved back then in the late 70s, KTM.
Oh, yeah.
And so Steve heard me on the mic and he goes, hey, he says, have you ever thought about coming to Charleston and doing some work at Charleston Radio? I said, man, I'd love to. So he says, well, okay. And he gave me the program director's name. He says, call Bob Cake at, Monday, and I'll let him know about you. I said, okay, great. Went and did the interview with Bob. Started that next weekend in 1978, and now it's
still in your blood.
And it's still in the blood all these years later.
Well, believe me, I'm as surprised as anybody that I'm back doing this again. It's like that quote from The Godfather Part 3. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Well, I can't tell you how good it is to have you back. As a matter of fact, the last time you and I were in a studio together was when you had the Wave reunion.
That's right.
And that was several years ago. I was just sitting here thinking it was me and you. We had Adam Taylor. We had Holly Anderson. We had Jackie. And we had Rob Feller call in.
Lona Ann LaCour.
We had my good friend, the late Lona Ann LaCour. Lona was, along with Jeff Kent, was the reason I'm called Uncle Miles. I mean, Miles is my name. But they would, in the mornings, and Adam Taylor was part of that, too. They would have different ways to introduce me, like, you know, coming up next, Smiling Miles Crosby. Coming up next, I Can See for Miles Crosby. You know, coming up next, Miles to Go, Crosby. And then one of the things that Lona started, and long, I think Adam and I, like you said, Jeff as well, was everybody's favorite uncle, Miles Crosby. And then, of course, it just got shortened to Uncle Miles, and people started calling me that, and so I started using it.
And now when someone says uncle, you'll turn and look because they may be talking about you. And to say, well, you sound great as always.
Well, thank you, my friend. Right back at you.
And it's so great to see you again and have you back here. And it does make me remember the good times we had because, boy, did we have some good times. Some scenes may be too intense for younger audience members. We'll leave those for stories off the air when you buy us a drink at a bar, and we'll tell you then.
Radio is very, very good to me. It was very, very good to me.
But I really appreciate you coming up here and talking
with
us.
Thanks for asking. And, you know, one of these days, me, you, and Critic need to sit down and just, you know, get together and reminisce.
Oh, that would be an experience. And before, and by the way, again, congratulations on being inducted into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame.
Big honor. Absolutely deserving, and I think
it's fantastic.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
I can't let you leave until you leave the way that you always left that everybody knows. So the floor is yours.
All right, I will tell you this. I tell you this quick story. So as I get ready to wrap this up, so this gives you a mental picture of what actually happened, how that originally started. When at one point at 96 Wave, we had switched from albums over to CDs. The CDs had just come out, and this is before we had the professional CD players. So these CD players were like what you would have at home, and I went to cue up a CD, and it was flashing at me and wouldn't cue, meaning it wouldn't get ready to play the song, right? And so while I'm sitting here fumbling with this, I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't want to just have dead air. That's the last thing you want when you're on the radio. So I started to say goodbye.
Live radio.
That's the beauty of it. It was live radio. I stretched it out until I was able to take that CD out, put it in a different player, and get it
to work. Where it comes from.
That's where it comes
from. I never knew that.
So now we know. So here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
All right, it's about time for me, Uncle Miles, to say so long, see you later.
Uncle Miles Crosby. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Well, man, it's always good to talk to you, Richie. Hey, congratulations again.
That's perfect. That's wonderful. I'm going to...